Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
said to you on Israel, before passing the veil is the angel of this month, I'm glad to be in Detroit. I'm glad to be in the city of David. I want to thank the people that came from Canton, Michigan, those from Jackson, Michigan. You know, people pulled out here at the hotel just to get a prayer. I don't know what you was doing. They was here. And I want to thank those when I went down to Detroit and the Canada Store shortly, right? The Canada Store. But we come on back. We had an overpouring of people, even from Flint and where that water, we take in Canton, what about where the water that was in Flint? Those that were Flint. And a lot of people died of cancer in Flint because of the water crisis. Ain't nobody went to jail. But I want to say God is in control. I want to tell you in Chicago, Detroit, wherever you might be, Alabama, Mississippi, we are standing tall. Let me say it again. We're standing strong, knowing that God's going to do something good. And I'm praying for you and you. You know something? Even I pray for people that say they had the disease, but they said did nothing happen. I pray for them that got the shot, then I pray for them that didn't get the shot. And I want to go up to Minnesota, Sister Liza. I'm praying for you. I prayed for Sister Liza this morning up in St. Paul. She said, I'm so weak. One prayer, that's all. One call, that's all. Let me say it again. One call, one prayer, that's all. You ain't got to do a whole lot of jumping the rope. God is God, and the ancestors were with you. Sister Chelsea, I'm praying for her. She's in Canton. Praying for her. And right now as I speak, she's on that plane coming from Africa, bringing some stuff back to Detroit to help lift us up. Good God Almighty, ain't God good? I got Dr. Christian here. And Dr. Christian, I want you to read this right here. Then I want you to read this for them. Then I want you to read that. This is Dr. Christian Cummings.
God bless everyone this morning. We give an honor to Bishop Turner. First of all, I'm going to give an honor to Bishop Turner and all the ministers that are on the line this day. We want to read, it says, from the choir, Bishop, supporting Jeff Fort and Larry Hoover. Free Jeff Fort, free Larry Hoover for 2022, 23, and 24. Sponsored by the Dr. Martin King Movement and Bishop Hugh Turner. It is, the time is now. And also, for those of you who are listening to
right,
reach out to Bishop, contact him. What a place of food offering. You can look at the website, thefeedofabraham.yogalife.com. And there's a link if you'd like to get a donation. If you'd like to continue to contact him on the Blog Talk Radio, the number is 714-816-4685. And also, if you'd like to mail any offerings in, you can send it to PO Box 289-097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. That's PO Box 289-097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628.
I thank you for that, Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, I'm glad to have you here in the studio with us right here in Romania. This is Romania, right? Romania's mission. Those in Chicago that called me, Reverend Copeland, praying for you, Dr. Alexander, praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call. I want to thank you, Sister Kit, for being on all the week. Mary, I want to thank you for being on all the week. I want to thank you, Pearl, that have been testifying all the week. Now, and I want to tell you, Regina, I'm praying for you. I haven't heard from you. Gail, I'm praying for you. And Purpose Span, Dale Span, I'm praying for you. All is well. I'm excited with all the stuff that's going on in this country, money going out of the country when it should be coming in the country. But I want to tell you this morning, God is in control. Let me say it again. God is in control. I want to pray for you. I want to motivate you. I want to stimulate you with the word of God. I want you to know all is well. I want you to know you're just one moment away from your miracle. You're one moment away from your success. Don't let nothing bog you down. Devil, get back. Huh? I'm a devil buster.
Bam, bust that devil head, get back, because I'm going higher. I'm going to the next level. Man, you're going to the next level. Lady, you're going to the next level. Whatever happened yesterday, leave it in yesterday. Whatever you've been through, you've been to prison, but just leave that alone. Because God can carry you. Sometimes God has to carry you through some things for you to get to some things. I wish I had somebody. This morning, I want to tell you right here in Detroit, the Motor City, the city of David, where the temptation and all the gospel singers and the singers come to Detroit. When you said Detroit, I think about the Motor City. When you think about Chicago, I think about the blues and the gospel. Good God Almighty. When I think about down south, I think about the blues and the gospel. Because black folks have brought life to America. America was dead. I don't care how many people they bring from Russia, we got soul. We got soul. Look at somebody, you got soul. Set back for a comeback. I'm on my way back and I'm bad. And I'm going to say that, nigga, don't mess with me. Yeah, I'm going to say it because somebody's trying to take the word out of what you feel it. Let me say it again. Somebody, what he said? I've been set back for a comeback. Nigga, don't mess with me. That means black nigga, white nigga, brown nigga, don't mess with me because I'm on my way back. Good God, I said it and I ain't going to take it back. Stop letting people pad you down. Stop letting people tell you what you ain't, where you been. Stop letting people tell you you ain't nobody. Stop letting people tell you slavery don't mean nothing. And your mom and your daddy died in slavery, picking cotton. We ain't got paid for it yet. Yes, I'm going to call a spade, what it is. Right now, I'm going to bring Dr. Christian to bring, the scripture for you. But I'm fired up. Huh? I want to tell you, whatever you mean, I look in Washington, I seen death. I look at the Republican and the Democrat. They're just killing us. They're killing us, saying it ain't enough food. It ain't no gas. When we produce more gas than over in the Middle East. They tell us you ain't no food. People that's in high places, God going to cut them down. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God this morning, eternal life. I want you to get ready. I want you to go in serious prayer this month. I got a scripture for you. I want you to go in serious prayer. And God ain't gave me the scripture yet for you, but as Dr. Christian reads, and I want you to be able to pray and ask God for all the people. Okay, ask God for all the people. And then you get all the people. Okay, and then you ask God for all the people. And when you ask God for all the people, he's going to break the yoke. When he break the yoke, that means people going to get healed. I don't care what color. It ain't no color in God. God is God. I want to tell you, you know, they can say black. They can say white. But it ain't but one color, and that's the color of the universe. Dr. Christian, come on.
God bless everyone right now. We're coming out of Psalms 123 in its entirety, and it reads, "Unto thee lift up my eyes, O thou dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look upon the hands of their master, and the eyes of the maiden unto the hands of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, and to that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our souls is exceedingly filled with scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud." I read to you Psalms 23 as entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to this word.
Thank you, Dr. Christian. I want to say to you, I'm going to pray right now for those that are sick, those that have crossed up and messed up, sons in jail, seems like you can't make it. A young lady called me and said she just went praying. I'm going to pray for you, east, west, north, and south. I want to tell you, God, I'm going to say this again, God know your name, know where you've been, know where you're going, but you got to be going to where. I decree black power. Oh, this is, look what Bishop's saying. I decree black power, and when I said black power, Mary, I'm talking about have your own business, have your own nursing home, have your own bank account, have your own company. It's time for young folks to stop wearing their pants down and trying to snatch and grab and shoot each other. It's time for us to begin to start our business. Everybody come over here from other countries, they get money, they get land, and they become political power. We got more We got more people from other countries running this government, and we've been here long as anybody. Our ancestors, we are indigenous people that's in America. We've been here. Our ancestors have been here. So I'm telling you, wake up. And the only way you're going to wake up is read the scriptures and let the ancestors rework. I'm going to bring Dr. Christian for a word and a prayer. Dr. Christian, you want to pray? You just got a message for us. Give us a little short what you've been feeling, what's going on over in Ukraine, what happened, and give the people a little knowledge before we go into the word.
God bless everyone. Everything that's going on right now is distraction. It's to take you off your square, keep you away from focusing on your goals and your aspirations, and keep you in perpetual fear. What's going on in Ukraine has nothing to do with us. It's the generational curses of what they
have put forth
in the universe, and it's just coming back through white on white crime.
The roots to come home.
We talk about black on black crime. Now we talk about white on white crime, and now it's relevant when it's black children killing and shooting each other in the street. They don't put that much energy out there. They don't even talk about it. It's a 5-minute subject. You can hear about it when they're killing us in the street, when they're putting us in the prison, when they're throwing us out and making us homeless, we ain't relevant. But this is a white-on-white crime. Everything is relevant. So don't get caught up. Don't get distracted. This is our time to stay focused, to get our business in place, to stock up on our food, because they already got plot and plan for this food shortage. Stock up on your food. Get ready for your candles and whatever you need to be able to survive with the power out, because that's coming as well.
Coming next.
If you got a bike, go get you a bike. Get you a bike, so at least you can ride. Some folks got horses and everything else. They ain't got no chips, so they can't turn every car off. But these new cars got chips in them. They
can't
be affected by the EMF.
Sure.
But God just wants us to be ready, because this is our time to elevate as people. This is our time to go to the next level, to start creating something in our community. If they take something away from our community, we should be able to put it back as a whole, as us supporting each other. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants to elevate us out of where our minds have been, in despair, in depression, and frustration, and anger, and bitterness, and black-on-black violence, or indigenous-on-indigenous violence. We want us to come up out of that.
Yes.
The people that we were before these people came and took over, we gave them everything that they had. We gave them the knowledge. We gave them the ability to create everything that they have. Nothing that they produced was original.
That's right.
So I just wanted to put that universe and send that seed. You know, they interfere with this COVID, and we lost who we were in COVID. Now let's come out and come back together instead of keeping us separated. That was the tool of separation to keep, because when we separated, we don't have no power. We have power in unity. We have strength in unity. And that's what we got to focus on.
Dr. Christian, I thank you for that. But I want to say this. I have so many people came to the hotel and pulled out, I will be here next month, Dr. Christian. So many people come from different places that need it. So I will be here in Detroit next month, bringing up. But I want to say this before you get off the subject. And I want to tell you, I'm praying for Brother Spann, Brother Dale Spann. I'm praying for Useless to Kim that's here in Detroit, and those that called, and those that from Jackson, Michigan, that came, and those that have been calling from Chicago and Minnesota, Arkansas, Mississippi. We're real. I want to tell you, Dr. King, and I got Dr. King's book. I mean, we got $1 million, the Dr. King picture on it. I want you to have the Dr. King book for a success for your business. I want you to take that Dr. King picture with that $1 million on it and start your being out and giving it out to people. I want to say that. But Dr. King, I want to ask you, and I want you to tell the people, how much money is being spent? I want you to listen to what's happening. Here's people ain't got nowhere to sleep, nowhere to eat. But the government, and when I say the government, I'm talking about the Republican and Democrats, they stopped fighting. They was fighting Obama. They stopped fighting and sending all kind of money over there. When they send guns and tanks over there, that's taxpayers' money. That's our money. That's money we can feed our children. That money that we can send to college. And I want you to elaborate on that, Dr. Christian.
It's so unfortunate that we don't even know where most of our taxpayer money goes. And with them spending billions, they spent more than 13. They read up and spent an additional $24 billion on top of the $13 billion. And it's an atrocity because here, that money that we have worked and put into the system, that's money we pay taxes on. We pay taxes on. We get penalized for. And now they want you not only to spend money, but they spend this money, but they also want you to donate to these people as well. And I'm not saying, you know, there is you know, I'm not trying to say that some people don't need help, or some of them might need help, but this is our money.
Can I say something for you? I want to say this. Keep talking. I want to tell you. They did not send money to Jamaica. Did not send money to Africa. What I'm saying, what's good for the gamblers, if you're going to get the white folk, get the black folk. Put it on.
And that's the point that Bishop was making, is that, you know, and all the things that are going on right now, our people in our own country need as much help and as much assistance. If people are homeless, if people are about to lose their homes, that people that still don't have their jobs because they have put this requirement on them to be vaccinated. It's a lot of children hungry, it's a lot of people on them. It's so much that money can contribute. It could put some of our students, our young people in college. It could provide assistance for those people who need help, financial assistance, financial help. It could have given a lot, that much money, could have put a lot of people back on, put people in business, not only just giving us financial assistance, but it could have put us in business. It could have helped build some of our communities that have been lost because of violence or because of foreclosure. You know, a lot of people losing their houses now because of foreclosure on time. That's money that could have helped these people that have been working hard for 30 years being paid for the house and leaving for taxes. So we just wanted to put this out to you that everything they're doing right now is affecting us from hunger. And it's money coming out of our, it's our tax payment. And they can't even explain where the money is going to. What's happening to the money? What is it being utilized for? When they're stealing. But they can't tell you where it is. They can't tell you what they're doing with it. They can't even tell you what's the destination of it. They can't tell you where it's specifically going. But as we move forward, we just pray that God elevate us and put us in a mind frame that we can unite and do something for ourselves and our community and support each other, because that's where, at the end of the day, that's where it's going to be. That's where it's got to happen. Supporting each other.
I had some people in the hall, some people in the office. I had to pray for the community to bishop before you leave. Yes, prayer is needed, and I need your support as I go to Mississippi and Arkansas. And next month, I'll be right back here, like Christian, praying for those. And those that came from Jackson, those that came from Canton, and those that came, I want to pray for you and your children. It's time for us to come together. It's time for women and men to sit down and stop fighting each other and begin to work out something for love. For God so loved the world, he gave his own God's son. In Chicago is the point. When you talk about Chicago, Detroit, and Atlanta, Georgia, you talk about the black Mecca. And a lot of our ancestors come from down south for a better life. And I want to tell you, you can do it if you want to do it. God bless you. And Dr. Jerry, anything to add?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, sing us a song. You know, no, let me tell you something. I want to say this hymn. God is getting ready to move. Stop criticizing and get on the bandwagon. You know, everyone, you're going up here, everybody pulling down. I got a young lady here. She's singing, God, Know Your Name. I'm going to pray it later on. This is going to be my theme song. God Know Our People. God Know the hanging and the lynching. Here's 100 years, Dr. Christian. They just now passed a bill that blacks can't be hung no more. People of all color can't be hung. Because white folks were hung too. But I want to say this in. They had 140 blacks in the state of Illinois. They had 200 blacks in the state of Michigan. It was hung right here by our own folks. Across the country, 400, I think about 4,000 or 5,000 was hung. And some we ain't counted in Alabama, Mississippi. Mississippi, most were hung in Mississippi. So you got to understand the pressure that we on. You got to understand the content we on. You got to understand why we so angry. So what I'm saying to let the anointing of the Holy Spirit guide you, young man, guide you. Pull your pants up. Go to school. Get the education. Where you go out and build a business. We need bricklayers. We need plumbers. We need people can go in and make dresses. That way, what are the brands that you sit in? Designer brand. Give me some of the name of it. They want Gucci, a Johnson. How come you don't want a brother? Well, give me some African name. How come you don't want a Motaba brand? How come you don't want Hoochie Hoochie brand? Stop getting names of European people and set your brand up. Kit, I'm praying for you. I want you to get ready. Because God said, it's a many good things going to happen to you if you can just take wings. Go to the level. I know I'm hot tonight. I know I'm on fire. Glory, hallelujah. I don't shout. I might shout. Because so many people come. I was looking for people to come. These people didn't go to no candle store. They come over to the hotel, want to be prayed for, want to be touched. And you say, well, I don't want to go out there. It's too far. It ain't too far for your parents to come from Mississippi and Arkansas to get a better life. We made General Motors. We made Chrysler. We made these companies. Hello, somebody. And we will continue to make companies, but we got to make our own. Brother, you got to say, I'm going to set up my business. I'm going to make it work. And blacks got to support blacks. Whites support blacks. And I really want you to, did you get into all the people getting on the train? What do you think them people coming to? They're coming to America. What do you think they're going to take? Your job. How do you think they're being sponsored? They're sponsored by our taxpayer money. All I'm saying, what's good for the gang is good for the group. I'm talking Holy Ghost talk now. Every preacher needs black sending money. They didn't send no money to Jamaica. They didn't send no money to Africa. When they came from Haiti, they put them back on a plane and sent them back. But they bringing these people. Thank people. You didn't tell them you've been to school. And let me tell you, the people that are doing this, Dr. Chris, these are people got degrees. These are people got money. Now here's somebody slap somebody and they're gonna make it a headline and people starving. Huh? Chris Rock and what's the other boy's name? They together in this mess. They ain't getting nothing for it. Tell me what Chris Rock did with black folks. Tell me what Will Smith did with black folks. I'll get up and shout. Stop hugging people because you see them on TV. You hug them people that working for black community in the ghetto in Detroit, in the ghetto of Chicago, in the ghetto of California, in the ghetto of Mississippi and Arkansas, where people ain't got nowhere to stay. People trying to make it, and they turning their back on you can't get along. The bank can turn up, and the government is spending money bringing guns and dope into our neighborhood. We got to stop the dope, stop the gun. We got to stop it. The police ain't going to stop it. The police is set to kill. They kill somebody. Look what happened to George Floyd, Mark Clark, Fred Hampton. Look at them. And look, they got Jeff Ford in jail for life. They got Larry Hoover in jail for life. The gangster disciple, what about the gangster politician? What about the gangster Republican and Democrat, the real gangster that's taking over, that's bombing over to Russia, that's bombing all that? Look at the real gangsters of the world. And you can get up there and listen. And these, the fake news, I've never seen so much on TV about what that place is. They talk about Grenada. I'm tired of talking about it. They ain't talking about Jamaica. They ain't talking about Uganda. They talk about what happened to all the blacks. Every day you get to TV, Lecrae, Lecrae, Lecrae. They all in it together, them white faces over black faces. Go on, Dr. Thank you, God.
God bless you. I appreciate you
for
being here.
Yeah,
I appreciate you for
talking the truth.
And we watched them come in on the train, come off the train. They didn't even look like people that
and send a donation.
Or they didn't even look like people that had been through anything, experienced anymore. They were just calm and peaceful. And people that have been through trauma, you see the trauma
on their face.
On their faces, like what happened in Iraq, when people lost their homes, they lost their families, they lost their children over in Afghanistan. Well, we United States started bombing those people, and innocent people got killed. The same way they're talking about Russia killing innocent people over there, the United States has innocently killed, have honestly killed innocent people in every country they invaded. All the people in Libya, all the people in Yemen, all those people throughout the world that they done had to do airstrikes. If many innocent people die because of whatever cause
policy they made,
a policy that they made in order to justify their action. We talk about Putin. The United States had slavery. We had people in slavery for eons in this country.
They ain't solved it yet.
Nobody talked about the atrocities of that, and we still haven't received reparations. It was a word that they felt that felt void, that felt empty. That was the promise that was empty, and they still not saying whether they're going to give us restoration or not, but they gave China restoration. They gave Vietnam and Japan restoration, but they haven't given us reparation.
That's it. I want to thank you for that. Dr. Gritton, I want to say, what time we have right now? We got 11:34, so we into the show. I'm going to do a little preaching, and then I'm going to go to the Temptations. And the Temptations got a song, Just My Imagination. I want you to come out of your imagination. The reason I'm playing the Temptations, this is their city, Detroit. The Temptations and Rita, they made Detroit. They made black Detroit. Ford and Chrysler, people didn't have nothing to look to. That was the Temptation. Five young men from Temptation looking good, talking good, and saying good. And that pretty woman, Rita, singing. It's just so much come out of Detroit. So much came out of Chicago. But Beth, all of them come from the South. Come from Mississippi, Arkansas. Come from Picking Cotton. Come from Shelling Corn. Come from Virginia with tobacco. And we didn't never get the money. But that's a very important thing I want to say to you right now, that God is just good anyway. You can't beat God giving nothing when you ask God to do something. Dr. Get Psalms 123 for me. I'm going to give you a little word. Get your Bible, because God might give me a word to hear you. I'm praying for you, Sandra. I'm just getting revelation knowledge. And I'm praying for you, Pat. Things will work out. I want to tell you, Sherry, I know you, and you're going to be all right. I'm getting revelation knowledge that God's going to touch somebody's shoulder and somebody's throat is swollen. God will move. And somebody got breast cancer. I'm praying that God will cancel it out. You ready to read that for me? Thank you.
123.
Unto thee, I lift what?
I lift my eyes.
I'm going to lift your eyes up. That means that you got to see, brother. You can't blind. You can't watch people. You got to see what's going on around you. Tornadoes and floods. Like Ann always said, Regina, but Land always said, kid, God trying to get your attention. You know, and you know, sometimes Ann go with me, and she just come in to me, I could say, Ann said, it's that Bishop, give him hell, because they need to know God trying to get the attention. Black, white, brown, whatever you is, you got to come in love. Read on.
Those that dwell in the gods,
looking over all of us, read.
And behold, as the eyes of the servant look into the hands of the master.
Now, hold it. We are the servant, and God is the master. You got to trust God in all your understanding, in all your ways, all your knowledge. Trust God. Prophet John said this. In all their ways, acknowledge God. He will Direct your path. If you want God to direct your path, you got to look out for him to work for you. You got to let God open up for you. Read on.
And as the eyes of a maiden are still the hands of purpose, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God.
Now, stop. You got to wait on God. You can't go with God. Exodus 14:14, wait on the Lord. Exodus 14:14, let God fight that battle. You can't fight that battle. All you got to do is pray and you wait. I wish I had somebody. This morning, I want you to wait on God, because I want to tell you, April is your month. April is your month to be healed. April is your month to walk out the hospital. April is to shake all the hands. Shake it all off. You know, I see the old folks down south. Shake it, shake it. Shake it, baby. Shake it till you shake it all off. And then once you shake that, the evil, the witchcraft, the lies, shake it off. Read on. Lord, have mercy upon the nation. Have mercy on those that don't know, those locked in jail. We got to have mercy. God got to give mercy. I want mercy. I don't want justice. See, if America get justice, we want mercy. You got to say, Lord, give me mercy. Don't give me justice. I'm going to go out there and get it myself. No, you got to say, God, have mercy. Mercy is the order of the day for 2022. It's mercy. Read on.
Have mercy upon us.
Have mercy upon us.
So we are exceedingly filled with contempt.
We're filled with contempt, jealousy, and all that. But mercy, Lord, glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to holler, mercy for your healing. Mercy for your deliverance. Mercy for your break. I'm asking God to give you mercy. Let God to break the yoke for you. Read on.
Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease.
Mm-hmm.
And with the contempt of the proud.
Mercy. Glory, hallelujah. I thank God for that. I just want to give you that tidbit. What I want to tell you, I want to say something to you, Pearl. Go for East. I want you to read four ways, Dr. Christian. I want you to work with four for this month. Four, Asmodeus is the angel. You go to the east, west, four ways. Now, if you got spiritual mind, you got to work with that four. I wish I'd tell somebody what to work. Work with that four. And sometimes you go where the bell jingling, go to four different people. You know, go. I'm talking to somebody. Now, I can't tell you everything, but if you want what you want, deal with them fools all this month. I guarantee you, you have some money in your pocket. And if y'all go around where the circle go, where y'all go, you hear the bell jingling, ling, 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 go to four different machines. Oh, I didn't mean to say machine. Just go to four different places. And go to four different waters. Go to the water for 4 days, huh? When you go to the water 4 days, you're going to get a breakthrough. Kick right in. Doctor, give a little, don't sing too hard, because I don't want you to get famous. Just sing a little bit. You see, we might have to book us here in Detroit, because everybody in Detroit, they can sing shot. Go ahead on.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Thank you. I want to thank that. Now, I want to tell you, as she read that, I picked up Psalms 37 numbers. I'm feeling about that seven evil doers and Psalm 35. Put it in your book. I'm going quick, fast, and there. But I want to go to Detroit. I want to lift Detroit up, and I want to go to Detroit. I want to lift Detroit up, and I lift Detroit up, and I'll be all right. Okay. I'm going to lift Detroit up, and I'll be all right. After I lift Detroit up, I'll be all right.
Okay,
we done did all that. We done did that. It's fine. Okay, after you did Detroit, you should tell me we done did all that. And I want to go to Detroit. I want to lift up one song for you. These young men came from nowhere. You know, they didn't have nothing. They was trying to make it, but they motivated lots of people. Smokey Robinson and all of them, I just want to play a little bit of that. Then we're going into the religious thing. And as we've done that, we want you to know that God is able to do something special. And we're going to let him do something special for you. And it'll work for you. Okay, get ready. Mm-hmm. temptation, and everybody knows the temptation was grit in Detroit, and right now, as I thought, they're still one of the number one groups in America, you know, and they got other, but nothing like the original, nothing like the original that did that. And I want to tell you, I want to thank God for you that called in, that listening, that asked for prayer. You're going to get the prayer. The prayer going to work for you. Every door closed, it open up, and everything's going to be just all right. I just want to let you know that. I'm not running from nothing. I just want to let you know you ask not. You have not because you ask not. What you want God to do for you? What you ask God to do for you lately? What you want God to open up for you? Sometimes you got to ask for God to do something special for you, and when you ask him to do it, he's just going to do it anyway. See, sometimes... about me, but it does make a world do what I think about you. I can let your jealousy, your envy, your racism, your hate separate me from the love of God. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. And I want to tell you, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Stay in faith. Like my son said, stay on course. Understand, if you stay on course, you're going to be successful. You might not can see the way, but God is the way. You might not see the way, but the ancestors is the way. Okay.
Oh. Leave me there alone. The gaze upon stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain.
Father, we come at this hour. We ask you, as we go off the air, touch somebody's heart this week, this month, whatever they need. Father, God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the universe, God, the God of our ancestors, touch and release somebody in the hospital, somebody got bad news. So God, we ask you right now, release the power of the angels, Michael, Raphael, all the archangels, go to that family. All is well.
All you got to say is Thank you. Thank you.